This is Jay Sekulow, a victory in Texas. We're going to report on that in just a moment.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, the phones are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. A couple of victories to report. Troubling development in California. Not surprising. The California Supreme Court denying a request for a stay in the decision on the redefinition of marriage. That means it now is up to the constitutional amendment, which, by the way, was certified and will be on the ballot. So the people of California are going to get to vote on how marriage is defined in the United States. The court is not staying its proceedings. We've got a victory in Texas. Not the case you're thinking about. We're not talking about the case involving the school district that allowed CARE to come in. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But this was a case that Larry Crane, senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, handled. The reason I'm excited about this, the reason I'm giving you this victory report early, increasingly we're seeing the utilization of zoning laws being applied against religious organizations. Here we had a seminary that trained Christians for the ministry that were deaf, and they were being denied access to this area, and it went to a zoning commission hearing. We sent one of our senior lawyers down to handle a city council meeting, but I thought it was that important because what a great ministry, training people that are hearing impaired for the ministry, because there's a lot of other people that are out in the world that are also hearing impaired, and this is a way to communicate the gospel. They were denied access to build their seminary and locate their seminary in a particular location, and I'm happy to report that on the first hearing, we won an increasingly important victory because now it goes to the full city council. Larry will be going back to Texas next week, but I'm expecting good results there. We got a great letter from the minister there. He said, "Thank you, Mr. Crane, for a job well done. I'm very pleased with your performance as our attorney. The proceeding last night was kind of intimidating, particularly with some of those who appear to be so angry. Yet our Lord asks us to love those who hate us. I am very grateful that you will be able to represent us again next week for the additional hearing." And very, very exciting that we're seeing a victory here. Jordan also has a victory report. This is on Planned Parenthood, folks, and this is some really good news.
So we told you about that story out of Florida where Habitat for Humanity helped Planned Parenthood purchase a piece of property that they were zoned out of, that the zoning laws were changed because they were just zoned for residential. Habitat for Humanity in Sarasota, Florida, then made a land deal with Planned Parenthood, which outraged many supporters of Habitat for Humanity, but also outraged so many Christian radio listeners. And I want to report to you that today Habitat for Humanity has announced that it's abandoning its planned land deal with Planned Parenthood. And let me tell you why, because, and this is coming from the organization, this comes from Habitat for Humanity. The organization was inundated with phone calls and emails from concerned people across the country. So when you ask us questions like, do the petitions matter? Do the phone calls matter? Here's an example of a three-story, $8 million abortion clinic that isn't going to be built anymore because your voice was heard. Habitat for Humanity did the right thing, and we congratulate that organization for sticking with so many of its supporters across the country. I mean, Habitat for Humanity, so many churches do these programs for them that it was shocking to us, but we reported the news, and you called and you emailed, and that abortion facility is not going to be built.
Your voice makes a huge difference. You saw that yesterday in Gina's case. We announced that victory in Suffolk Community College, where she got a great grade after she was going to get an F. But now we're going to turn our attentions back to Texas. And this time, of course, it's dealing with the situation in the school district with the CARE group, the Council of Islamic American Relations. We're going to give you an updated report on that. Our phone lines are open. How would you react again, folks? I said this the other day. If it was your student that was put through an assembly on the indoctrination of Islam, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110 on this or any of the other topics we mentioned. And folks, as your voice made a difference in the situation with Planned Parenthood and Habitat for Humanity, it can make a difference in Texas so that this Islamic organization that is very, very aggressive, to say the least, terrorist affiliations, does not come in the schools. Add your name to our letter of protest, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to the letter of protest. We'll be back with more in a moment.
It began as a school assembly, but according to parents, it turned into an indoctrination about the Islam faith. That's right. In one Texas junior high school, the principal brought in two members of the Council of American Islamic Relations to teach Islam to students. Their presentation labeled Jesus, Noah, and Adam as prophets and made this pronouncement, quote, "There is one God. His name is Allah." Imagine if a Christian speaker appeared in school and declared that Jesus is the Son of God and began teaching Christianity. Imagine what would happen then. This Texas school district needs a lesson in the First Amendment. The school district crossed the constitutional line from teaching about religion to indoctrinating students in the tenets of Islam. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on to the ACLJ letter demanding that this Texas school district end this discriminatory practice. Add your name today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. Pistols out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We've got an update on the situation in outside of Houston, Texas. You know the situation. We talked about this on Monday's broadcast. There, the CARE organization, it's the Council of American Islamic Relations, sent in basically proselytizers, and I use that word because they were advocating, and it's not a bad word, they were advocating the Islamic belief. The biggest problem in the situation, besides the fact that they said there's no God but Allah and it was more of indoctrination than instruction, was the fact that CARE itself, the organization, has very, very dangerous ties, including ties to known terrorist organizations, and they were in the public schools, no parental consent, no parental notice, and of course, they shouldn't have been in their first place, and the school district has yet to say CARE will not be allowed back in.
No, and that's the situation now, is the pastors are really calling for, they're moving, they want to see what the school's going to do, if anything, but people are really upset with this principal, because the superintendent, and this is the facts of the case, situation here, the superintendent was told the principal, don't do this. The principal violated those exact commands, but that yet the principal wasn't blamed here. I mean, it was kind of a little slap on the wrist, but nothing serious. No, so far, no suspension, not fired, not moved to a different school, not moved to a different position. So the local residents are trying to figure out here about, you know, what should happen with this principal. Why would they have done this? Why did they violate, go from a physical PE class, physical education class, to then changing it to the school meeting assembly where you've got all these students together? And let me go through three documented CARE accounts, one that relates directly to Texas. I want to go all three. We've gone through a couple. I want to go through three again. These are CARE members, CARE employees who are now serving prison terms for terrorism charges. The first was a communications specialist for CARE, Randall Todd Ishmael Royer. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison on charges that he trained in Virginia for holy war against the United States, trained in Virginia, and that he sent several members to Pakistan to join a terrorist group with ties to Al-Qaeda. The second was arrested in 2003. He was CARE's Director of Community Relations. He has been convicted of fraud and terrorism charges in connections with a probe of the Islamic Assembly of North America, an organization suspected of aiding Saudi sheikhs tied to Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. And the third, which is even more troubling here, a member of the founding board of directors of the Texas branch of CARE, so directly in CARE, was just sentenced to 7 years in prison for financial ties to a high-ranking terrorist. So the Texas founder of CARE is in prison right now for funding terrorism, and you've got two others who are now serving 20-year and another 10-year charge for terrorist-related activities.
And the taxpayers in Texas, you're paying for them to come into your schools. We think this is absolutely outrageous. that this was inappropriate? Could you imagine the reaction if a minister came in and did this? And, of course, the minister, even if they didn't have any ties, and they would not have ties to a terrorist organization, you would have everybody screaming about church-state separation. But here, this group comes in. Not only do they get away with it, they don't tell the parents, and it's an organization affiliated with known terrorists, and the head of the Texas organization where this took place is in jail right now. Folks, your voice needs to be heard. We've got a letter of protest going to the school district. I'm getting that letter out today. You need to add your name to this letter. 877-989-2255. Now, everybody that's listening to me, all 50 states, need to respond. We saw the victory in Gina's case when you spoke out. We saw the victory with Planned Parenthood and Habitat for Humanity when you spoke out. Now is the time to speak out on this outrage in Texas. Here's the phone number again. Add your name to the letter of protest. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We've got a lot of calls coming in on a variety of topics. Let's go to them.
Joe's calling from Washington State on line 6. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hey, Jay. I read in a publication for a homeschool that there's a curriculum that teaches Islam and has the kids practice and do it, the whole thing, and say it as if Allah is God, not that he's proposed to be.
Well, that's you hit the point right there, and that is they came in, and it's just one thing to teach about religion, which is perfectly allowed and we support. It's another thing to have indoctrination here. The school district allowed these speakers come in who said there is no God but Allah. Jesus is just a prophet like Muhammad. You know what? You could even argue about those points, but to have a known terrorist organization coming into your school and doing that kind of indoctrination is just wrong. And, of course, with the ties to terrorism. And the more we dig on this, folks, and our staff digs on this, the more there is. WorldNet Daily's done a great job, by the way, WND.com, to get information here. And I encourage you that it's really, really significant that you have your voice heard on this situation. I want to make sure that this school district does the right thing and that acknowledges that care will not be welcomed in their schools outside of Houston, Texas. We had the minister on the other day that's head of the Ministerial Association. We hope to maybe get him on even tomorrow for an update on the situation. Here's the phone number for you to add your letter name to the letter of protest. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, we've got a lot of calls coming in on a variety of topics, so let's go right back to our phones.
Dan's calling from New Jersey on line 4. Dan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay, I have a question. I teach in a public school in New Jersey, and we've been having a Bible study after school. I know it's supposed to be student-led, but there have been times where we had to interject. And basically, adults, teachers in the building, word started getting out, and the principal said we can't do it anymore.
Well, it has to be student-led. I mean, if it's a Bible club, that's it's supposed to be student-led and student-initiated under the Equal Access Act. And if it's a group of, you know, parents were to put one together and they allowed general access, you might be able to do something differently under an access policy. But under the Equal Access Act, it has to be student-led and student-initiated. That is the requirement. And we've got, by the way, Dan, posted on the website at aclj.org, a whole section on the issues discussion that has the whole Bible Club situation there. So you can get that information there.
Let's go back to the phones. Jerry's calling from Wisconsin on line 5. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This school, you know, that with the care in the school in Texas, that was wrong because that's not, as you said, that's not teaching about religion. That's endorsing a particular religious belief. I'm not a Christian myself. I'm an atheist. But I see the trouble. You cannot have a religious group endorsing a religious belief like that. So just like any other religious group, they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
The interesting issue, Jerry, on that, and I appreciate you calling in and I appreciate your listening to the broadcast. Look, I think the problem here is, besides the obvious, which is the terrorism ties, which are it's mind-boggling to me that the school would allow this, especially since allegedly the superintendent said, no, don't do this. The principal did it anyways. I mean, that principal, direct dereliction of duty and authority. But you're right. It's the indoctrination issues. But here you got an indoctrination by a group that has known ties to terrorist groups, and this is not something that's hard to find out. I mean, this is information available right on the websites, including their own, about what they do and how they think.
Well, here's the thing about CARE, is that they have an entire section on their website devoted to, quote, what they call urban legends. But here's the facts. They go through, they try to explain away all these three. The three that I mentioned, they're all in this Urban Legends section. You can check it out. You can go to care.com. That's their website. They try to explain away, well, they weren't working for them at the moment, or that was before, or that was previous, or they actually got sentenced to jail for fraud but not terrorism. But here's the thing. We just went through a list of three people who are serving jail terms, some up to 20 years for terrorism-related charges, for training to be involved in jihad against the United States while living in the United States. That was the communications director for CARE. The founder, one of the founders of CARE in Texas, is in prison right now for 7 years for funding ties with terrorism. This is all the news. This is not made-up stories online and on an anti-CARE website. This just comes from news outlets. Liberal U.S. senators have said that CARE has ties to Hamas. And here's the thing. On their website, one of they say, well, there's disinformation about that we don't condemn Hamas or Hezbollah. So they say the truth is they condemn these groups when they commit acts of terrorism. So they don't always condemn Hezbollah. Hmm. They don't always condemn Hamas. Those are two terrorist organizations. You can't say we only condemn Osama bin Laden when he commits terror acts. You have to condemn them completely or accept them. And they accept them, because when they say that they haven't condemned Hamas or Hezbollah, then they go and try to start attacking Israel. It's right on their website. They never condemn Hamas or Hezbollah directly, and then they say they'll do it when it's acts of terrorism, but they only consider terrorism against innocent civilians, and many times throughout their coverage, innocent civilians, Israelis, don't count for as that.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air about any of these topics, 1-800-684-3110, talking about Israel. We are going, actually, where Jordan and I are leaving tomorrow to start heading over to Israel. We are going to be joined on June 17th by a number of our members. We've got a great event, and I've got about 6 slots left for the entire trip. If you've got your passport and you want to go with me to Israel, join me in Israel on the 17th of June, then I want to encourage you to call our toll. This is the tour number. You've got to really book it today or book it tomorrow, but you've got to have a passport. So if you've got a passport and you want to join me in Israel on the 17th, I encourage you to do it. Jordan's going to give you the number. As I said, we've got about 6 slots left. We'd really love to see you in Israel.
1-800-662-5406. 6 slots left. We want you to be in Israel with us. You still have time. Write this number down. Give it a call today. 1-800-662-5406.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your calls on a variety of issues. And if you want to add your name to this letter of protest going to the school district in Texas with this CARE group, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and you want that put to stop, your voice needs to be heard. You go to your phones as we go to a break. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to a petition of protest or ACLJ.org.
It's a trip of a lifetime, a life-changing trip to Israel. Plans are underway right now for a special trip to the Holy Land organized by the American Center for Law and Justice. Mark your calendar, June 17th through the 27th.
It's going to be something that no one will ever forget.
It's a great country, which really have a great biblical view.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip. It's a 10-day journey you won't want to miss.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org.
No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
It began as a school assembly, but according to parents, it turned into an indoctrination about the Islam faith. That's right. In one Texas junior high school, the principal brought in 2 members of the Council of American Islamic Relations to teach Islam to students. Their presentation labeled Jesus, Noah, and Adam as prophets and made this pronouncement, quote, "There is one God, his name is Allah." Imagine if a Christian speaker appeared in school and declared that Jesus is the Son of God and began teaching Christianity. Imagine what would happen then. This Texas school district needs a lesson in the First Amendment. The school district crossed the constitutional line from teaching about religion to indoctrinating students in the tenets of Islam. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on to the ACLJ letter demanding that this Texas school district end this discriminatory practice. Add your name today. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. If you're just joining us, we had a nice win in Texas. The issue there was for a seminary that trained those that are hearing impaired for engagement in the ministry. They were having zoning issues, which is typical these days. We got a great result, a great decision, and we're very, very pleased with that. If you didn't catch the program yesterday, we were pleased to announce that Gina DeLuca, the college student at the Suffolk Community College in New York, that case ended successfully. Gina was our guest, by the way, yesterday. We'll be on our television program in a couple of weeks. And we had a great win there. Her grade came in. She did very, very well in school, despite the fact that she was about to get an F, and she didn't sign that statement that would have required her to deny her faith. She refused to do it, and we were able to work it out, and she passed and passed well. So we're very pleased with that. So some good developments there. And Planned Parenthood has stopped its work, and more importantly, Habitat for Humanity has stopped its work with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, it's a great development because people are really upset. We talked about that program on air because we blasted Habitat for Humanity for taking people's money to build houses for those in need and then putting together a $10 land deal, which is one of those deals very suspicious when you look at the two groups coming together there, so that Planned Parenthood could move into a neighborhood, build a three-story, $7 million abortion facility. This was not just a regular care facility. This was an abortion facility of Planned Parenthood. And Habitat for Humanity was helping them get around that. People were outraged. And the actual story, I want to read the words to you because people call so much asking, well, when I call, does it really matter? Does it make a difference? Here is why Habitat for Humanity abandoned its plan. After, quote, after the organization was inundated with phone calls, an email from concerned people across the country. That is why a three-story, $7 million abortion clinic will not be built in that community in Sarasota, Florida, because of your phone calls and your emails to Habitat for Humanity expressing your outrage. Let's go to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Sharon's calling from New York on line three. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Jay. Thanks again for everything, but I just want to make this as fast as I can.
Sure.
After the Logan show, when I was watching TV, what happened in our town was this group called Revolutionary Max was interviewing kids at this carnival here in Niagara Falls at a Memorial Day. It was held at the park. Well, they were so worried about the gangs coming in that they said that last year they didn't have it, and this year they had it because they had a lot of police protection. Well, guess who they cracked down? The kids that were handing out on Revolutionary Max, the kids that were handing out the
tracks. So the authorities came after the Christian kids that were doing the Christian literature distribution, nobody else. Well, look, that's unconstitutional. And first, we're glad you watched the Logan show, and I appreciate you mentioning that. Logan's program's on every weekend, just about on every Christian network in the country. Go to loganshow.com, a great program for college-age students and teens. When it comes to the distribution of literature or music in a concert in a town hall, they're allowed to do it, or a town square. It's constitutionally protected. Sharon, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff. We'll get some more information from you, and we'll get some help to you, okay?
Thank you.
Very good.
Let's go back to the phones. Jay is calling from D.C. on line five. Jay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. Real quick, I was looking at the Craigslist, the political section in the D.C. area. You might want to look at that. I just couldn't believe the amount of anti-Semitism, outright half lies and defamation by Aryan groups and probably Karen Islamic groups. And the reason I'm calling is that it even violates Craigslist's own
policy.
Rule.
You know, this is one of the difficulties of the internet. I mean, you could post anything about anybody, and it doesn't really get much of a challenge. And some of these Aryan groups are really tough and are very aggressive online, and we monitor a lot of them. But the fact of the matter is you can't monitor all of them, and some of them are very, very difficult, and it's kind of an unregulated environment.
It's tough. Google's had problems with this. Yahoo, other services have problems with it because there's a fine line between terrorist activity and then freedom of speech, which we allow in our country. Of course, some of these websites, they go up for 2 days. They put up a terrorist video, and then they're taken down by the server. But other websites, toe the line. And when they allow the comment sections, then they can say, well, we're just letting people talk the way they want. But, you know, it's amazing what you find about the internet. Most of it's not true, which is why when we go to the sources, we actually read you real news stories. That's why CARE can say all they want about trying to distance themselves from terrorist organizations. But the truth is, they disagree with America recognizing Hamas as a terrorist organization. They have members in prison, staff in prison, founders in prison as we speak, serving prison terms for terrorist-related activities. One who's serving 20 years for training for radical jihad while in the United States in the state of Virginia, and sending people to Pakistan. That's the group that comes into a Texas middle school. The founder of the Texas CARE Association is in prison right now for terrorist-related financial activities, for fundraising for terrorist groups.
You know, the outrage of this, folks, is, and I'm glad we're hearing from people all over the country on this, and by the way, over 2,000 of you have signed up online to sign our letter of protest. This is going to the school district demanding action at the Friendwoods Junior High School. It's going to the principal, school board, school district lawyer. And we're letting them know that as citizens, you're in strong proponents of First Amendment freedoms. We stand with the ACLJ in protesting the display of religious discrimination. And that was, of course, the whole instruction and mandatory nature of the Islamic program. But more importantly, the ties with CARE, the Council of Islamic and American Relations, and their tie to terrorism. Folks, your voice needs to be heard on this letter of protest. I need all 50 states represented. You're seeing all these victories we're getting by speaking out. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And of course, always information. You can sign up online as well at aclj.org.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us about it, Kyle's calling from Mississippi on line 2. Kyle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to talk about, just briefly, first of all, talk about indoctrination. The American people have been duped into thinking that there actually is a separation of church and state when for the first 173 years of this nation.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, here's the difference. The difference is, and this is what the courts have said, that there's a difference teaching about religion and religious faith and values and what that means as compared with a indoctrination. You must believe this, or a mandatory participation in a religious exercise. Situation in Texas is very different because there you had a group. It wasn't just what they said, but it's who they were. And the fact that you'd allow a group like this in without parental consent, I didn't even think with parental consent, parents wouldn't consent to allowing their kids to be indoctrinated by a group that's the head of the group is in prison for aiding and abetting terrorists. So to me, it goes way beyond any of this.
Let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. Mark's calling from New Jersey on line 4. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Jay, listen, you know, as I read the paper, listen to the news, I hear increasingly that the UN is referred to as some sort of a legal authority, and, you know, as if they have some sort of legal precedence or something that gives them the right to make, you know, pronouncements about different things. How serious is that? And being in Washington there, I mean, how far has this gone?
Well, no, you bring up a good question. I'll tell you this. The UN is increasingly playing a big role on a lot of, especially on the international religious freedom issues. Our European Center for Law and Justice, the ECLJ, is an NGO with the United Nations, and we're there to make sure that we can keep them kind of on the straight and narrow on a lot of these issues. And I say that with this caveat. It's a huge organizational body. It has tremendous influence, and there's been a definite tilt to the left in a lot of these situations. What we try to do with our work at the UN is to get balance and fairness put into this, and you're going to hear in September a big report's coming out on the Middle East, and we were heavily involved in that, and I'm optimistic. Until I see it, I won't be totally optimistic, but I'm optimistic that we're going to get a positive ruling on a report on a couple of religious freedom issues, especially for Christians in the Middle East that have been suffering such huge persecution. And our office in Europe has been very involved there. We're looking at opening up an office in Jerusalem. I'm going to be broadcasting, by the way. Jordan and I just talked with Eric Dyer, our director and producer. We're going to broadcast Monday from Israel. We'll have other reports during the week, of course, from Israel as well. So Monday, stay tuned. We'll give you information. If you want to go with me to Israel, by the way, six slots left. You got to have your passport. Call the number right now. Here's the tour information number, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to come with us to Israel. And if you want to sign that petition of protest, that letter of protest, Jordan's going to let you know how.
877-989-2255. Stand up against CARE coming into this Texas school. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. to sign up online.